after the Michael Vick case, we went to Virginia, the state where that happened, and we went to the Virginia legislature with a draft of a law that we wrote that would allow prosecutors to use RICO laws, racketeering influence and corrupt organization laws, against dogfighting rings. And it seemed natural because, unfortunately, Michael Vick was not charged with animal cruelty. Ultimately, he was charged more involved with organized crime and gambling. And those kinds of operations generally have that component. So the Virginia legislature, I'm happy to say, passed the law, and they're going to have that tool in the future, which would have helped them a lot with the investigation of Michael Vick. They could have gone right in, they could have seized the dogs and gotten them into a safe place much more quickly.